欢迎各位收听美国之音中文部播出的英语教学课程，收听美国英语 Tuning in the USA， 这是第28课第一讲，我是肖华，
我是郑玉文。我们先来给听众朋友介绍这一课的课文内容吧。
Richard 和他的太太 Marilyn 今天在纽约玩，他们决定去听音乐会，现在他们俩已经在音乐厅里等着音乐会开场了。
乐队演员正在调整他们的乐器准备演出了。Richard 和 Marilyn 商量晚上听完音乐会之后怎么样安排活动，他们两个人最近都很忙，所以想找个安静的地方一块吃晚餐。
这听起来的确很浪漫，但是他们能否如愿以偿呢？
看来是不行了，因为他们在音乐厅里碰到了 Richard 的妹妹 Susan 和他的朋友 Harry， 他们请 Richard 和 Marilyn 在音乐会结束之后一起去参加一个 party。
尽管 Richard 和 Marilyn 非常想单独在一起度过一个晚上，但是盛情难却，只好答应了。
好，现在我们来听一下整个课文。如果大家有的地方听不太懂，也没有关系。过一会儿，我们还要给大家分段讲解。
Let's see. Tonight they'll be playing the Hunt Quartet. Do you remember this piece, Marilyn?
Of course, Richard.We heard it on one of our first dates together. We went to a concert in Central Park.
It was a beautiful night. But then, do you remember?
It started to rain before the piece was half over.
And you wanted to stay and listen in spite of the weather.
I put your new jacket over my head to keep the rain off me.
As I remember, it didn't keep you very dry.
And you could never wear the jacket again.
I think that was the day I knew I loved you.
Really?
Well, that was the first day I knew I loved you. Now I know it every day.
Oh, Richard, this is so much fun. Going to a concert and just being with you.
You mean being just with me? We don't have enough time to be together, only the two of us.
I know.
But tonight is different. So, what shall we do after the concert?
Well, how about that nice restaurant down by the Brooklyn Bridge? We can sit at a table for two and look into each other's eyes.
Unless Susan and Harry are there.
Susan and Harry? What do you mean?
Well, if Susan and Harry are there,It would be rude for us just to look into each other's eyes.
Richard, what are you talking about?
Look at the couple sitting two rows in front of us.
Susan and Harry.
And I thought we were alone.
Richard, Marilyn, what are you doing here?
The same thing you're doing, I think. Waiting for the music to begin.
Oh, Richard.I meant that we didn't know you were going to be here.
We just got tickets this morning.
Can you join us after the concert?
Well, we sort of had some plans.
Come on, you two. We're going to a great party.
Well, I don't know.
Marilyn, remember the hat designer I was telling you about? She'll be there. Come on, say yes.
Well, Marilyn...
Sure. Let's go to the party with Susan and Harry. It'll be fun. As long as we're together, that's the important thing.
Well, can you come?
Sure.
Terrific. We'll meet you in the lobby after the concert.
整个课文已经听完，下面我们来分段听。
Richard 呢，在音乐会的说明书上看到当晚要演奏首列四重奏，这个曲子使他们回想起他们两人开始谈恋爱时的情景。
我们在每句英语的后面呢，加上中文翻译。下面请听课文的第一段 ，Richard 开始看音乐会的节目单。
Let's see. Tonight they'll be playing the Hunt Quartet.Do you remember this piece, Marilyn?
让我看看啊，他们今天晚上要演奏首列四重奏。Marilyn, 你还记得这支曲子吗？
Of course, Richard. We heard it on one of our first dates together. We went to a concert in Central Park.
当然记得 ，Richard。我们在刚开始约会的时候，有一次去中央公园听音乐会，就听到这首曲子了。
It was a beautiful night, but then.
可是你还坚持要留在那里，坚持要听完。
I put your new jacket over my head to keep the rain off me.
我把你的新上衣放在我的头上遮雨。
As I remember, it didn't keep you very dry.
我记得，不过那上衣并没有给你挡掉多少雨。
And you could never wear the jacket again.
你那件新上衣啊，再也没法穿了。
Richard 在看节目单的时候，他先说 "Let's see"， 也就是 "Let us see"， 翻成中文就是"让我们来看看"。Richard 当时的意思是说："我来看看今天演什么节目啊？"
那要是有人问你借钱，你就可以说 "Let's see, maybe I don't have enough money"， 也就是说，让我看看。也许我没有那么多钱。
不用也许，我真的没有那么多钱。要是有人请你帮他看一下电脑出了什么问题，你就可以一边看一边说，Let's see, maybe I can fix it. 也就是说，我来看看，也许我能修好。
另外呢 ，Marilyn 还提到了他和 Richard 当年的 date, D-A-T-E, 名词，比较常用的意思呢是日期。但是在这里的意思是男女朋友约会。如果你今晚有约会而不能和同事一起出去，你就可以对他说 Sorry, I have a date tonight.
Marilyn 讲到用 Richard 的新上衣遮雨的时候， Richard 说 That didn't keep you very dry. 要从字面上翻译的话呢，这句话就是说那也没有让你有多干。
哎，你这种翻译能让人听懂吗？这句话实际的意思啊，其实是那件衣服没顶多大事儿，你还是淋湿了。
这样翻译就更好了。Richard 也可以说 ，You still got wet， 或者说 ，The rain still soaked you。不过 Richard 说的 ，That didn't keep you very dry， 还带有一点幽默色彩。我们现在来听课文的第二段。Richard 和 Marilyn 回忆起当年他们谈恋爱的心情。
I think that was the day I knew I loved you.
我就是在那一天才意识到我爱上了你。
Really?
是吗？
Well, that was the first day I knew I loved you. Now, I know it every day.
那是我第一天意识到我爱上了你。而现在呢，我每天都知道。
Oh, Richard, this is so much fun, going to a concert and just being with you.
Oh, Richard, 听音乐会，单独和你在一起，真是太美了。
You mean being just with me? We don't have enough time to be together, only the two of us.
你是说单独和我在一起？是啊，我们两个人单独在一起的时间的确太少了。
I know.
就是啊。
That was the first day I knew I loved you. 那是我第一天意识到我爱上了你。如果要说那是我第一天意识到电脑并不难，应该怎么说呢？
That was the first day I knew computer was not that difficult.
在这段对话里， Marilyn 说了 Really? 和 I know 这两句话。虽然大家都知道他们的意思，但是要注意说 Really 并不是怀疑真实性。有些像中文里附和的那种说法，说是吗？另外呢，说 I know 也不是强调我知道，而是有附和对方的意思。就像我们中文里有时也说，就是啊，没错。
下面我们来听对话的第三段。Richard 和 Marilyn 夫妇很感慨地说。 他们两人单独在一起的时候太少了。Richard 就接着说
But tonight is different. So, what shall we do after the concert?
不过今天晚上有所不同啊。我们听完音乐会以后做什么
？Well, how about that nice restaurant down by the Brooklyn Bridge? We can sit at a table for two and look into each other's eyes.
要不咱们去布鲁克林大桥旁边那家挺好的餐厅吧？我们坐在一张两人坐的桌子旁边，你看着我，我看着你。
Unless Susan and Harry are there.
除非 Susan 和 Harry 在那里。
Susan and Harry? What do you mean?
Susan 和 Harry? 你是什么意思啊？
Well, if Susan and Harry are there,It would be rude for us just to look into each other's eyes.
我是说啊，如果 Susan 和 Harry 在那里，我们俩四目相望恐怕不大合适吧。
Richard, what are you talking about?
Richard, 你在说些什么啊？
Look at the couple sitting two rows in front of us.
你看看坐在我们前面两排的那两个人。
Susan and Harry.
Susan 和 Harry.
And I thought we were alone.
我还以为我们俩是单独在一起呢。
Marilyn 建议去餐厅吃晚餐的时候，她说 "How about going to that nice restaurant?" 翻成中文就是去那家挺好的餐厅怎么样啊？用 "How about?" 来开头是在提建议的时候常用的一种比较礼貌的说法。
How about having a party at my house this weekend? 这个周末在我家开 party 怎么样 How about
continuing our lesson? 咱们接着讲课怎么样啊、
哎、谢谢你的提醒啊。
Richard 提到 Susan 和 Harry 的时候 Marilyn 先问 What do you mean? 你是什么意思啊后来又问 What are you talking about?你在说什么啊？这都是表示不清楚对方说的话究竟是什么意思。
说这两句话的时候啊，用不同的口气就有不同的意思，因为他们既可以是大家闲谈的时候用，也可以是争吵的时候一方对另一方提出的质问。
Richard 说 I thought we were alone. I thought 就是 I think 的过去式，也就是说我刚才是这样想的，现在啊不再这么想了。就像中文里说的，我还以为，我原以为。
正当 Richard 和 Marilyn 在计划如何度过浪漫之夜的时候，他们在音乐会大厅里看到了 Richard 的妹妹和他的朋友，该怎么办呢？我们接下来听课文的第四段。
Richard, Marilyn, what are you doing here?
Hi, Richard, Marilyn, 你们在这儿干嘛呢
The same thing you're doing, I think. Waiting for the music to begin.
和你们一样啊，等着音乐会开始呢。
Oh, Richard, I meant that we didn't know you were going to be here.
Hi, Richard, 我是说我们不知道你们也会到这里来。
We just got tickets this morning.
我们是今天早上才拿到票的。
Can you join us after the concert?
音乐会完了之后，你们能跟我们一起去玩吗
？Well, we sort of had some plans.
我们可能得有别的事儿。
Come on, you two. We're going to a great party.
来吧，你们俩，我们要去一个特别棒的 party。
Well, I don't know.
我不知道。
Richard 的妹妹 Susan 一看见他们就问 What are you doing here? 你们在这儿干嘛呢？这是很意外碰到熟人的时候，很多人就会这么问。重点不在于问他们到底在干什么，而是表示没有想到会在这里遇见他们。
如果说我不知道今天要开这个会，就应该说 I didn't know we were going to have the meeting today.
Susan 邀请 Richard 和 Marilyn 去参加 party 之后， Richard 回答时用了 sort of 这个短语，加了这个短语意思就是我们大概或者可能已经有安排了。
Susan 看到 Richard 犹豫不决，就采取了吸引 Marilyn 的策略，想以此来说服他们。我们接下来就听课文的最后一段对话。
Marilyn, remember the hat designer I was telling you about? She'll be there. Come on, say yes.
Marilyn, 你还记得我跟你说过的那位帽子设计师吗？他也去。快点吧，答应一块儿去吧。
Well, Marilyn?
那Marilyn, 你说呢？
Sure. Let's go to the party with Susan and Harry. It'll be fun. As long as we're together, that's the important thing.
好吧，咱们就跟 Susan 和 Harry 一起去 party 吧，肯定很好玩，只要我们两人在一起就行。
Well, can you come?
怎么样？你们能来吗？
Sure.
能。
Terrific!We'll meet you in the lobby after the concert.
太棒了，音乐会结束后我们在大厅见。
要我说呀，这 Susan 可真够聪明的，眼看着 Richard 做不了主就改变了主攻方向，而且呢还对 Marilyn 来个投其所好，专门提到那位帽子设计师 Hat designer 也去，用时装来吸引女士，可以说是战无不胜，所向披靡啊。
Come on, 肖华，你别发感慨了，是不是你也有过类似的经历啊？
那正因为我经历过这种事儿，所以我才会这么感叹呢。你看 ，Richard 看来也是个好丈夫，他一听帽子设计师也去，也许太太会感兴趣，所以干脆让太太决定。他问太太 ，Well, Marilyn， 也就是 Marilyn， 怎么样？
对，这个问句啊非常简单，只有两个词 ，Well, Marilyn， 要说全了，这句话应该是 Marilyn, what do you think？ 中文应该是 Marilyn， 你想去吗？从这个问句我们就可以看到，在口语中经常可以有省略，用语气来表达，这在中英文都是一样的。
Richard 回答 ，Sure， 这也是美国人口语中经常出现的说法，意思是行。当然行，没问题。那要是比较正式一点的说法呢，可以是 certainly。 经常看好莱坞原版电影的听众也许还能记得这个富翁家里那个管家的典型形象，那些管家呢是衣冠楚楚，脸上也不带任何表情，不过这管家呢可绝对不会说 sure， 而一定是略微带有英文口音的 certainly。
听众朋友，我们刚才对课文进行了分段翻译还有讲解，下面我们再把课文完整的听一遍，听完之后我们还要提出一些问题。
Let's see. Tonight they'll be playing the Hunt Quartet. Do you remember this piece, Marilyn?
Of course, Richard. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-bum-bum-bum. We heard it on one of our first dates together. We went to a concert in Central Park.
It was a beautiful night. But then, do you remember?
It started to rain before the piece was half over.
And you wanted to stay and listen in spite of the weather.
I put your new jacket over my head to keep the rain off me.
As I remember, it didn't keep you very dry.
And you could never wear the jacket again.
I think that was the day I knew I loved you.
Really?
Well...That was the first day I knew I loved you. Now, I know it every day.
Oh, Richard, this is so much fun. Going to a concert and just being with you.
You mean being just with me? We don't have enough time to be together, only the two of us.
I know.
But tonight is different. So, what shall we do after the concert?
Well, How about that nice restaurant down by the Brooklyn Bridge? We can sit at a table for two and look into each other's eyes.
Unless Susan and Harry are there.
Susan and Harry? What do you mean?
Well, if Susan and Harry are there, it would be rude for us just to look into each other's eyes.
Richard, what are you talking about?
Look at the couple sitting two rows in front of us.
Susan and Harry!
And I thought we were alone.
Richard, Marilyn, what are you doing here?
The same thing you're doing, I think. Waiting for the music to begin.
Oh, Richard. I meant that we didn't know you were going to be here.
We just got tickets this morning.
Can you join us after the concert?
Well, we sort of had some plans.
Come on, you two. We're going to a great party.
Well, I don't know.
Marilyn, remember the hat designer I was telling you about? She'll be there. Come on, say yes.
Well, Marilyn?
Sure. Let's go to the party with Susan and Harry. It'll be fun. As long as we're together, that's the important thing.
Well, can you come?
Sure.
Terrific. We'll meet you in the lobby after the concert.
下面我们问大家几个问题，然后给出参考答案。大家的答案如果和参考答案不一样也没有关系，只要意思基本答对了就行。Where
were Richard and Marilyn? They were at a concert in a music hall. What did they plan to do after the concert? They plan to spend a romantic evening together. Why did they change their plan? Susan invited them to a party. Did they agree to go? Not at first, but eventually they did.
Tuning in the USA 第28课第一讲播送完了。
如果您有问题和意见，欢迎给我们来信，地址是北京邮政信箱9171号，邮政编码100600。
你也可以给我们来电子邮件，地址是英语，也就是中文英语这两个字的拼音 @voanews.com， 英语 @voanews.com。
我是郑玉文，
我是肖华，
谢谢大家收听，
下次节目再见。
Jody, and welcome to American Cafe.
各位听众好，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋，我是杨晨。
You know, Christmas is just around the corner, and I am already starting to feel Christmas all around me.
你是说商店里现在挤满了抢购礼物的人，还有呢，电视上不停地在播放圣诞节的广告，对不对？
No, no, I ignore all that stuff. No, what I mean is I'm starting to hear and smell Christmas. Okay, close your eyes, Young Chen, and think about Christmas. And tell me what you hear and smell. Young Chen? Young Chen, anything yet? You know, people are waiting.
哎呀，你等一等啊，我正在竖着耳朵听呢，我还得使劲闻一闻。你不是说要我闭着眼睛来寻找感觉吗？我找到了。在一个美丽的夜晚，星星在闪耀，我站在雪地里，听到了雪橇那悦耳的声音。对，就是这种感觉，你觉得怎么样啊？
That's okay, but I was thinking more like chainsaws.
Chainsaws, 哎呀，你真是扫我的兴啊。原来你说的声音是这种电动锯的声音，太不浪漫了。
Well, I know it's not romantic, but I love the sound of a chainsaw and the smell of a pine tree being cut. The Christmas tree tradition is one of the best things about Christmas.
对啊，真正的圣诞树用的是松树。
Right, pine tree.
那你说那些人是不是要到森林里去砍树呢？
Oh, no, no, no. You don't go to a forest to cut down your Christmas tree. There are Christmas tree farms.
原来有 Christmas tree farms.那这还不错，用不着去破坏森林哈。说到这里啊，我倒是好像真的闻到松树的味道了。
Oh, that's me.
你用了什么香水啊？
No, not perfume. I have just come from a Christmas tree sale in my neighborhood.
有意思吗？
I did, and it was wonderfully entertaining. The elementary school held a Christmas tree sale to raise money. And there I met a woman named Anne, who is not only the organizer of the sale, but she is also very active in the elementary school with the Parent Teacher Association, also known as the PTA.
好啊，那我们就听听组织者 Anne 都说了些什么。
We have from Charlie Brown trees to big, beautiful balsams, firs, and we have a range of prices. And we do this to support the school PTA, and it pays for supplies and trips and things like that for the children. And so we do it 2 days over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and hopefully raise some money and also just build a lot of good feelings about the school inside the community.
Anne 刚才说的 PTA 就是父母和家长联合组成的协会，原来他们举办圣诞树的销售活动是为了协会筹款，另外呢还可以增强社区和学校之间的感情。
Right, and it really does spread good community feelings in the neighborhood. That's what Christmas is all about.
Anne 刚才提到了 Charlie Brown， 我们都知道 Charlie Brown 是著名的花生漫画系列里的人物。
Again, here's Anne
Well, Charlie Brown, the cartoon character, always had a very small, little, sad-looking tree that nobody wanted, but he took it home and he was very happy with it. So we always have some people that come and look for a Charlie Brown tree.
Anne 刚才说的多好啊，一棵瘦小的圣诞树在可怜巴巴地等待着有人把它带回家。
The holiday cartoons with Charlie Brown and Snoopy and the rest of the Peanuts gang...are really an important part of Christmas for almost all children in the United States. Well, not just children, because every year I watch Charlie Brown Christmas Special.
你要借给我看一看。
I will give it to you. You and your family will love it. And truly, Charlie Brown fell in love with a small, scrawny, little, lonely Christmas tree that nobody wanted.
Oh.
I know. And he took it home, and he gave it love, and it turned out to be a perfect...Christmas tree.
没错 ,Charlie Brown 过圣诞呢是一个非常经典的故事，大人小孩人都喜欢。哦 ,Jody, 你知道吗，我们家那棵树啊实在是又小又不太好看，而且是一棵塑料的，用了好几年了。我今天本来打算把它扔了呢，可是我女儿不让我扔，她说我想啊她可能对这棵树非常的有感情。不过今天听你解释了这个 Charlie Brown Christmas tree,我想啊，要是下次有人再笑我们家那棵树太小太难看的话，我就可以告诉他，我这棵树可是典型的 Charlie Brown Christmas tree。
Of course, you tell him you have a Charlie Brown Christmas tree, Young Chen.
没错，我也可以向别人炫耀我这棵树是 Charlie Brown Christmas tree。
Thanks for tuning in to American Cafe. Okay, see you again.
谢谢大家到我们的美语咖啡屋，好，我们下次再见。